The thing that we must bear in mind most, and the government has to bear in mind, is the fact that households across the country and families are finding it very difficult to survive economically. And we had a survey during the last week by the Irish League of Credit Unions which showed that up to half of families have less than €100 left at the end of the month after paying their bills. So that has to be foremost in the government's mind in terms of the introduction of water metering. And I think their move, whereby they suggested at the outset, whereby there would be a €300 upfront charge by the government for installing a water meter, which would be completely unacceptable, they seem to have moved away from that now towards charging €40 over a 20-year period. But that would actually mean a cost over that 20 years of €800 to households.
And that is the default option. You believe that people may be able to get approved meters fitted cheaper if they wish to comply?
Absolutely. I believe that some households, for example, may have water meters installed, ones that are actually built in the last few years. Where that is the case, they need to be allowed to use those. And also, we need to allow local operators to actually install meters at local level so that it keeps work in the local area when this work is being done. And also, it can actually keep down the cost.
People are advised not to extend short-term expenditure into long-term debt. It seems that's exactly what the government's doing.
Absolutely. It's going to end up costing the actual household more, and that's not acceptable. Upfront charges or charging the actual customer for installing the meter at this time is simply not acceptable. And we need to see as many options as possible given to households whereby the cost can be kept down and they have as much control over as possible over how that's done.